From The Conversation, this is Politics with Michelle Grattan, a podcast where Michelle discusses the issues of the day with The Conversation's politics team.
Hi, my name's Amanda Dunn. I'm the politics and society editor for The Conversation, and I'm speaking with Michelle Grattan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Amanda.
Michelle, Parliament's back for the last two sitting weeks of the year, and today the long-awaited new iteration of the Religious Freedom Bill was put to the Coalition Party Room. How has it been received so far, and how likely is it to be passed, do you think?
Certainly, I think a number of the moderate Liberals would rather they weren't dealing with this at all. Some problems were raised and doubts were raised at the coalition parties meeting this morning. Now, the bill is to be introduced by the Prime Minister tomorrow. It'll go off to a Senate committee, and then it would be dealt with when Parliament resumes next year. Now, that, of course, is assuming that Parliament does resume next year. We think the election will be in May, but it's possible, of course, that Scott Morrison could change his mind and run in March, in which case we wouldn't see any more Parliament after this last couple of weeks of this year. So I think that the whole religious discrimination bill remains up in the air, and we'll have another round of hearings about it and discussions of it during a Senate inquiry, which may or may not come to anything in the end.
All right. And today we also had a new Speaker of the House elected. It's Queensland MP Andrew Wallace. He replaces the very highly regarded Tony Smith in that role. If question time is anything to go by today, he'll have his hands full, won't he?
Well, absolutely. And not surprisingly, the opposition really tried him out, pushed things a bit today, and he has that problem, as well as the problem of following Tony Smith, who was so highly regarded by everyone, well, sometimes less by the government, to be honest, because they thought he was too fair by half. But it's going to be a difficult couple of weeks for Andrew Wallace, and of course there's no guarantee, depending on the election, that he would be Speaker after this term. So he needs to enjoy it while he can, but it's a tough gig, and he'll have to be on his toes and try to be as fair as possible.
All right. He might end up having a very short stint in the role.
Possibly. He might end up wanting a very short stint.
Yes, indeed. Michelle, the government is also putting up this voter ID bill, which would require people to present identification before voting. And they're looking to do that before the end of the parliamentary year. It's a highly controversial bill because people argue it will further deter already disenfranchised groups from voting. How likely is it to succeed?
This is unclear because the Senate, Amanda, is really quite chaotic at the moment. There are all sorts of agendas and games going on, and two coalition senators are withholding their vote. Senator Alex Antic is playing up a few antics, and Senator Gerard Rennick is also withholding his vote. Now, they're upset about vaccine mandates at every level of government and in the community, and they're saying that they won't vote on government legislation till the Prime Minister sorts that out. The Prime Minister's had discussions with them. He can't sort out the vaccine mandate issue, but he's obviously applying a lot of pressure on them to stop this tactic that they're employing, and really that will determine, I think, whether this legislation can get through or not. And then there's Pauline Hanson, who's also upset about vaccine mandates, and she has said she'll vote against government legislation. So in summary, the Senate is a mess and nothing much can happen there that's to the government's advantage at the moment. It will all depend on whether these various players can be persuaded. It wasn't surprising this morning that in the coalition party's room, Scott Morrison was appealing for unity and essentially saying that they had the choice between ending this final 2 weeks sitting of the year, either well or badly and giving a poor impression. So he often talks about the need for unity, but he really, really meant it, I think, in this speech.
All right. And just finally, Michelle, the issue of the Prime Minister's trustworthiness has also been brought to light again this week. He got himself into a bit of hot water yesterday over exactly what he told opposition leader Anthony Albanese during his now infamous trip to Hawaii during the Black Summer bushfires of 2019 and 2020. How damaging is this becoming for him, do you think?
I think it is quite damaging. I think it's starting to come through the research. Certainly the opposition home in on this at every opportunity, and it's as though the remarks by French President Macron really opened some sort of floodgate to this discussion of the Prime Minister's character and his honesty, his political honesty. And I think that it's something that eats away at a leader if it's repeated enough and discussed enough. So I think that Scott Morrison will be worried about this. He misrepresented his own text message in what he said in Parliament yesterday. It took a couple of clarifications, as it were, to fix that up. But of course, the damage was done. And that was very silly of him, or very careless of him, when he knows he has got a problem on this front.
All right, Michelle, great to talk with you as always. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Amanda.
Our theme music is by Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more podcasts from The Conversation on our website at theconversation.com.